The message you're about to listen to has been offered to cause a revival in your life. Now receive the ministry of FEM Foundation.
Or what God has said. He puts a lot of circumstances around you. For instance, if I check your mind now, some of you are thinking about your bills that you haven't paid. Some of you are not even here. Some of you are thinking about something else. As long as your thought is in that thing, you're going to keep on saying that thing. And you, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. As long as your focus is on that thing, you're going to keep on saying that thing. And that is doubt. The Bible says there in Mark chapter 11, verse 23, it says, if whosoever shall say to this mountain, and not doubt in his heart, but believe that whatsoever he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he says. Three stages. Whosoever shall say first, and then you now have to battle within your heart to make sure that your heart does not start doing something else. But you have to believe. How do you believe? You keep saying it to your heart. Because your heart is your spirit man. Your heart is the real you. You keep sending on the message. For instance, what is the number for Rhythm FM? How many of you know? No. Now, so is it only the choir? How many of you know? Okay, what's the code for ITV? Radio. 92.3. Some people say 93.3. All right. Now, how did you know it? Based on repetition. Somebody was repeating it and repeated it consistently. It became a part of you. So now when you want to punch, you just go. Without some of us, we don't even think, okay. It's now like something that is a part of you. You just go, oh, 93.7. Because you've heard it over and over and over and over and over again. You have been programmed to know that 93.7 is Rhythm FM. And the day that 93.7 is not Rhythm FM, you will even argue with any person. Hello? If I came to tell you, sir, let's say you know that 93.7 is Rhythm FM, and I was arguing with you, it's not Rhythm FM. Of course, you argue with me. Because you strongly believe that it is 93.7. And you have used it. And you have seen that what you have used is true. So there is nothing I'm going to tell. Even if I beat you, you may receive the beating, but you are conscious. Oh, God, I just said something now. Even if I beat you and you feel the pain of the beat that I gave to you, you still know that 93.7 is what? Rhythm FM. It doesn't change it. Now, what am I trying to say? Circumstances can come around and beat you and beat your life. But because you know what the word of God has said concerning your health, you still say there's no need to take Panadol. Because I'm not trying to say that doctors, I'm not trying to say anything wrong with drinking bad or taking drugs. I'm just trying to show you that the word of God has more ability than what the word can offer you. And it has shown. Because even doctors can't cure certain diseases like cancer. Cancer has no cure. People are afraid of AIDS, but cancer has no cure. And there are many other diseases that don't have cure. What God is trying to show you is he's trying to bring you to a point where you can strongly stand on his word and not just stand on what the world says. Am I making sense to you at all? But you cannot get it until you start actually saying the word. You can't get it. Now, if you look at your life, you discover that we have been programmed in a particular way. Many of us wake up in the morning, we go to work. And when we go to work, we come back home. We meet with maybe our kids or our family or whoever, and then we'll go back to bed. Have you noticed that there's probably not enough time in the world system that allows you to speak God's word? Oh no, you don't understand what I'm saying. When you go to the bank, do you speak God's word? You're not programmed to speak God's word. You're programmed to speak whatever the terms of the bank is saying. Hello? I'm coming, sir. But basically, that's what we were programmed to. So many times we may not even have enough time to speak God's word for it to begin to comfort and come out into reality. Am I making sense to you at all? Hello, are you hearing what I'm saying at all? If you go to the bank, it's possible, like he said, to begin to speak God's word. On your table, let's say they put it on your table. Okay, fine. Today you are the cashier. As you come in, the first thing you're doing is you're meeting with customers. Many people who come to you say, okay, fine, today I'm just signing on the money and giving out to the people, just sign on and give out to the people. But if it's a different cashier that understands how the word operates, he will come in and say, okay, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm not having any trouble with any customers, and no customer is having any problem with me. as they are coming, I'm giving them good service. I will speak words that will bless them. I will speak words that as they go out, they will do even better than when they came before. So when they are coming in, they are coming with more funds. As he continues to say that, things will begin to change in that bank. Money will begin to come into that bank. See, the Bible says promotion does not come from the east or from the west. It comes from above. You understand what I'm saying? Now, because of you, God can promote your company. You know how I know? Abraham was debating with God. If we find so and so number of people in Sodom, will you save those people? He said yes. So God can listen to you and change your status, your office, or the position of your office, or how your office is looked from outside, or looked at from outside, because of you. He can change it. See, for the righteous one, for the righteous person in a particular place, if he knows what he's doing, he can affect that particular office. And not just that particular office, he can affect a whole nation. One man can affect it, but will the man speak? Jesus came and said, the kingdom of God is at hand. What was he trying to say? He was opening his mouth of now, bring about a new kingdom. This is how it operates. How do you imagine that somebody who is a tax collector, he had so much money. Jesus Christ just said, follow me. He followed him. Will you follow such a person? You are meeting somebody for the first time, say, follow me. Jesus didn't have any magnet in his mouth. No. It was the way he had carried himself. He would speak and things would come to pass. Now, people follow people that speak and things come to pass. You didn't hear what I said. It's the truth. There's a word in the Igbo language, ekweme. That is, as you say it, he does it. Are you understanding what I'm saying? But the truth of the matter is that if you can understand that that name has already been translated to you as a believer, whatever you say shall actually come to pass. So in the bank, in your office place, wherever you are, you continue saying and saying and saying, and you continue seeing the changes. You know why we don't believe? Like I said before, or you know why most of us don't practice it? Where we are coming from does not teach us to do like that. I was brought up in a home, very religious setting. I went to church. You know, I was a Catholic boy. You went to church and all that, in the name of the Father and the Son and all that. Nobody ever taught me from when I was growing up that you need to say things to get them to come to pass. In fact, where I was coming from, there's a way you speak, they will tell you to shut up. Hello? No, I'm serious. Many of us have been trained that when you talk, so there are certain things you cannot say. So you have not even been trained to use your mouth to express yourself very easily or with ease. We've not been taught so. Many of us have been, so we have kept ourselves to ourselves. So now the word is saying, say, we are not in our psychology. It has not really gotten in. I'm telling you the truth. That's why we're not practicing it. So how can you say we should start saying, you mean as I was just saying that it will come to pass? It will come to pass. But the truth of the matter is that when does it come to pass? Does it come to pass when we see it physically, or when does it come to pass as we say it? The truth is, it comes to pass the moment you say it. The problem is that you do not believe that you are actually an authority. If an authority speaks, every other subject obeys. And I want to show you that you are an authority. Because many a times we don't believe that we are actually authorities. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, I think it's Psalm 82 verse 5 or so. It says, you are God, sons of the Most High, but you shall die like men. I think it's let's open to Psalm 82 verse 5. I want to show you something, because you need to first of all know your position. Many a times we are not using what we have. I hope 82 verse 5. You are God, sons of the Most High. Are you there? Is that it? Good. All right, let's read from, let me show you, let me read, please. I'm enjoying this now. Psalm 82. Okay. Look at this. Let's read from verse 1. God stands in the congregation of the mighty. I'm going to hurry up. I'm rounding up soon. He judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly? How and show partially to the wicked? Defend the poor. That's our cause. And the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and the needy. Deliver the poor and the needy. Free them from the hand of the wicked. That's what God expects us to do as Christians. They do not know. Who is he talking to now? He's talking to us believers. Nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. Darkness simply means ignorance. They are not aware. All the foundations of the earth are unstable. So when you're walking in darkness, the foundation of your own earth is unstable. That means your foundation is not strong if you are ignorant. You can't really do anything when you are ignorant. Your foundation is not strong. So you cannot get what is expected for you to get. But that won't be your portion in Jesus' name. He says, I said, ye are gods. That's the first part. Hello? He says, I said, ye are gods. Some of you are seeing it for the first time. We have been trained to believe that gods are those small, small things that are on the ground, or the ones we don't see. Oh, you're not hearing me. I grew up with that mentality. So did you grow up. Most Africans grew up with that mentality. When you say a god, what you're thinking of, the first thing that comes to you, oh, it must be maybe Shango, Olokun, all those gods. You know, we are not gods. We are human beings who are, you know, we are under God. It's a taboo to say that you are God. Blasphemy. Now, the Bible is saying that ye are gods, higher than beings. So, if you are God, it means you have an authority. Oh, you are not hearing me. So, if you say something, it has to come to pass. It doesn't. See, a king does not think about whether his subjects are going to obey him or not. Oh, you are not hearing me. A king does not think. He knows they are going to obey him. Sir, is that not true? If a king, now let's use the Oba for Bini. Oba Bini. If the Oba Bini stands today and makes a decree, I remember some time ago when I was much younger, they say if an Oba dies, you have to go with the Oba. So they now said every person in Bini should shave his hair. How many of you were around that time? Chineke. Okay, that's it. But a lot of people shave their hair. Now that was based on an authority. Shave your hair. He didn't think whether you are from Lokoja or from Bayelsa at that point. The question is, as long as you are in the Bini kingdom, you have to shave your hair. Now, as long as everything that God has given to us is in our kingdom, when we say it has no option than to bow. When the Bible says you are far above principalities and powers, it simply means no power has an ability to say yes when you have said no. No power has an ability to say no when you have said yes. Now that is faith in expression. You have to say it. In your saying it, angels will move on your behalf to act it out. Angels don't move when they are no move, when there's no instruction. Now you have angels by your side, but until you actually say this is what I want, they don't move. Many of us have angels. Our angels are eating fat. They are wondering the day you are going to send them any form of errand. But say to your neighbor, today it will change. Come on, say to your neighbor, say today it will change. Say, I am a speaking spirit. So I must speak. I can't hear you. So I must speak. I want you to get this point. Because see, when you begin to confess, there will be that urge, that move to push you to do. Action starts after you have started saying. When you told the woman, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. After saying it on the phone, you will move to love her now. Oh, you don't understand. Did you marry your wife by just saying, I want to marry you? You moved. After saying, I want to marry you, you move. Hello? If you say you want to do a business, after saying, I will do the business deal, you move. Hello? What am I trying to say? The mouth is what controls you. So when God said life and death is in the power of your tongue, He wasn't joking. So as a believer, you're not expected to joke. He said, listen, I liked what Pastor Praise was saying on Wednesday, those of you who were not here. He said, Peter refused to address the wind. Jesus now addressed the wind. Everything that was created on earth was given for you to have dominion over. You can address the wind. Now, I'm not just talking about physical winds. I am talking about circumstances that challenge you. Every challenge is to bring you to the next level where God wants you to be. You cannot become somebody who's reckoned with until you've shown your record of things that you have conquered. There must be something you are conquering for you to be able to say, I am. David was said, he was said to have killed in tens of thousands. Now David only killed Goliath, and they said he killed in tens of thousands. That the song came after. People will sing of you when they have known that you have conquered something. Nobody will follow you until you are doing something, until you are saying something. Somebody say, I hear you. I can say, somebody say, I hear you. You need to understand the implication of this. You see, many a times we are playing with it. I'm rounding off. Many times you are playing. You see, lay hold on eternal life. You lay hold on it. Now you're going to lay hold on your own. I'm going to lay hold on my own. Pastor is not going to lay hold for you. Pastor can direct you, but pastor can't lay hold for you. The way we have been trained in this, in our African context, we want to depend on people all the time. That's a servant mentality. On the wrong side though, because the servant mentality on the good side. You are acting as though you were a slave. You want to depend for everything. But when God created you, He gave you all the necessary things that will make you who you are or who you ought to be. So you are not just a servant, you are a son who has the same ability. We quote these things. Jesus is we are joint heirs. You know what joint heir means? I said it before. You and Him, they're like you are like Simeon's twins. No, it's even better than that. But that's the best expression I can give you. You can't go anywhere without that person. When Simeon, you know what Simeon's twins are? They are hooked together. They are twins that are joined together. Maybe joined by the heart or joined by the leg. Either way, they are joined. So there is no way one is going that the other one does not go. Hello? If you are going to the left, He goes to the left. When you are going to the right, He goes to the right. That's why the Holy Ghost is with you forever. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. Read it nice in your Bible. John chapter 14. He said, I will be with you forever. Now, being with you forever simply means that He is everywhere you are going, as you are saying it, He is going now to perform it. Hello? Are you hearing what I'm saying at all? He is going out to perform it. Now, understand, God only needs your mouth. God only needs you to say, and say in accordance with His word. Not say outside His word, but say in accordance with His word. So when you get to the office in your marketplace, how do you translate it? Just like I said, you are in the office, you are a cashier. Today is a good day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I am going to find peace. I am going to find favor. As somebody who is a marketer, you go out. You can use it for yourself. I am going to get customers. Forget the amount of how do you say it? Target they gave to you. See, they gave me target to meet so and so person. Look, listen. The Bible says He will give you a mouth that your adversaries will not be able to gainsay. When you are talking, they will say, which kind of sweet mouth is this? They don't need to sleep with you. They don't need to look at your... It's just what you are saying. They have no other option than to accept it. I don't know what I'm making sense to you at all. Even when they are confused, just as God gave Daniel the ability to interpret what he needed to interpret for the king at that point of time, and that point that God can give you what you need to say. You may just say one simple thing, and they will obey. Listen, I said it before. We are not raising Christians in this country that will be sitting down like every other Christian. We are raising Christians who will have a mouth to say in polity, to say in entertainment, to say in every other sphere of life. There are things you need to say to cause a change. Hello? I said it last week. People said that's why they are where they are. People said that's why they are sitting on top of you. People are saying that's why our polity is the way it is. People are saying that's why you don't have the power as you're supposed to have it. People are saying that's why we don't have... Today, if you want to build your house, you must look for a borehole. Or you want to go for the house, you look for a house that has borehole. When I was younger, they don't do that. Hello, am I speaking to someone? That's reality. You look for a house that has borehole. Because if you don't see a house that has borehole, you are forced to be fetching water. Because you are not guaranteed that water board is going to function. So you have your own water board. But if you start saying today, there will be enough faith that will rise up. And then you get to a point where you move up in life. From just saying personally for yourself to speaking on behalf of your city. God can hear you. You are like Abraham. Oh, you're not hearing what I'm saying. You can speak on behalf of your city. Just one man. God is looking for one man that can say. He said, the just shall live by faith. Why are we following Abraham today? Because one man decided to say, I will have a child. I am Abraham, the father of nations. He kept on saying it. Each time he said, my name is Abraham. He said, I'm a father of nations. What are you calling yourself? If he was a father of nations, you are also a father of nations. Rise on your feet. I don't know whether you heard what I said this morning. I want you to go this week and begin to say the things that you have not been saying. Check the scriptures. That if you don't have scriptures, come to the office. We will give you scriptures. Because it is His word that backs up everything. Say, man shall live by not by bread alone, but by every word. Your livelihood. Your profession. Today you have profession. Some of you say, I'm an accountant. That's my profession. I'm a lawyer. That's my profession. I'm a barrister. That's my profession. He said, man shall live his livelihood, his source of living, his profession shall be from his mouth. Open your mouth right now. Begin to talk to God. I like what we're going to address the wind. When you came in here today, some of you may have been thinking about issues. Some of you have been thinking about things. As we thank God, I want you to begin to think, imagine those issues. Because you're going to use your mouth to begin to pull them down. Come on now. Choir. Everybody has issues. If you don't have, there are issues in your family you want to see change. Let's not be selfish here. There are issues you want to see change. Open your mouth and begin to say. Now hold your neighbor by your side. We're going to pray. We'll pray for that neighbor. You're going to be declaring. The Bible says, if two or three shall speak to me as touching anything, shall be done for them. You're going to be declaring, whatsoever is a wind in my neighbor's life, in my brother's life, change comes now. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Come on now. Hold that person like somebody. Hold him. Hold his two hands. Hold his two hands and begin to pray. Or hold her two hands or hold her hand. Begin to declare. Begin to declare. Whatsoever is a wind, it dries up now. It ends 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 now.
Thank you for listening to this message. For other life transforming messages, please call 0805-1028-787 or 0706-969-6499. Or visit our website at www.femfoundationng.org.